Pray for him, Mom.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Royal Blues Blog Talk Radio, where we're just keeping it real. And I have my children, I think grandchildren, I think I have a couple of grandkids on tonight as well. Tonight, I'm really not sure of the topic, but I'm going to pray us in, and we'll go from there. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for today. Lord God, I thank you for this format, Lord God. Lord God, I just thank you for each and every one that's listening on tonight. Lord God, let us say something to help each and every one that's on tonight get through whatever they're going through, Lord God. Help us to give them an encouraging word, to inspire, to uplift, to exalt you, Lord God, and let them see you through us, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you. Take us out of the way, just edify and purify our minds and our hearts so we can just speak what you have us to say on tonight. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. Now, I do have a topic that I want to talk about, but if anybody has a topic, you can speak now or forever hold your peace. If anybody has a topic.
You can go first and then we'll go to the other one. You go first, mommy.
Okay, what I wanted to talk about, are you out of season? Are you out of season? Are you doing things? Have you ever done something out of season or before time, before it was time to do it? And if you did, what were the consequences? So if anybody want to chime in, think about it for a minute. Are you out of season or have you ever done anything out of season? Yeah, have you ever done anything out of season? I have a scripture real quick.
Okay.
It's Deuteronomy 28, I think 12. The Lord shall open up his good treasures and the heavens to give rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the works of thy hands, and thy shall lend unto many nations, and thy shall not borrow. Again, are you out of season? Have you done anything that was out of season? And if you did, or beforehand, what was the consequences? What were you going to say, Vanessa?
I was saying I need you to answer first for me to know what you mean. Like, I need you to explain a little bit.
Well, out of season, if you did something, okay, have you ever done something like, because you wanted to do something, say if, if you've done anything before it was time, if you bought a car, if I give you a car too soon, the consequences are what? If I give you a car at 9 or 10 years old, you're not ready for it. Have you ever stepped out and done something or did anything? It don't have to be nothing deep, nothing. It's just something, you know, something. Is it something that you ever done, season or out of time or before time? if you have, what were the consequences for doing something out of season or out of time?
I don't feel like I
have an example.
No, but I don't feel like before you say example, I don't feel like that's a bad thing at all. Like, it's just a matter about how the person adapts. Now, at 9 or 10 or 11 or 12, if you realize that the kid can adapt to literally, like, whatever you – I'm not going to say driving, for example, but you can put whatever you want to. But it just depends on the person, because – different people adapt faster than others, or whatever the case may be. So you put this mindset into a kid that, let's say, anything that would make money later on, or whatever the case may be, like, it can be out of season. Out of season is just before your time, or whatever the case may be. But the only time you have consequences from those things is when it's in like a probably like a negative aspect, like, but a job too early or anything too early is not, it just matters about adaptability. I mean, if that's a word, but that's how I feel about that.
Man, I have an example. I tried to move out my mom's crib too early. And that was out of season.
And what happened?
The consequence of that was more so of being more available to do things I'm not supposed to be doing. And, you know, that was some of the consequences.
Explain that. Like what?
Just being more open and available, not busy, like more unproductive, not as productive as I would have been if I would have stayed at my mom's house. Like, if I stayed at my mom's house, I probably known I would have been home at a certain time. And now I'm not at my mom's house. Now I feel like I could be home at a later time. And now I'm home at a later time, or I want to get home at a later time. Those are the hours of being more exposed to things that I shouldn't be getting exposed to if I was at my mom's house inside the house at a certain time.
Okay. So moving out to your parents' house too soon.
Yeah, that was an example of something that was out of season.
Okay.
I can agree with both comments of Pasha saying, like, adaptability, because I can't, and like, I can agree with moving out, because I have moved to Tennessee at like 17 or 18. I moved away to Tennessee for college, and I wasn't able to adapt the way that I thought I would. So I feel like that was out of season, because it just wasn't that time for me to do that. It was a lot of reasons why I did, and I felt like that was the best thing for me at that time. But of course, things happen from, like, whatever whatever decisions we make in life, it all comes together to form who you are in character. So I'm grateful for that at a season place that I had, but that is definitely a example of me being out of season and doing things off of just, I don't know, maybe just wanting to go and leave and jump and leap and, you know, just do something very crazy. But, yeah, that was out of season for me. And it was also, like what Pasha said, of me not being able to adapt the way that, I guess it was my mind. It wasn't where I thought it was yet. Maybe I thought I was a little, you know, of course, now if I were to do it, I'm a little older, more wisdom, more just, you know, able to adapt in different environments. But, yeah, so that was something I did out of season, was moving to another state at, like, 17.
Well, you know what? If both of you guys feel the same way when you guys moved out, the reason for you want to move out was understood once you moved out. Does that make sense? Or no?
That makes sense. My reason I wanted to move out is because I wanted to try things my way and see if it would work. And with me trying that and seeing that, I would say it was better. I just wanted to try something different. I just wanted to try something a little bit different. I mean, I was still going to school every day. So, I mean, I could go back and clarify. This was during 12th grade year in high school. So, yeah. But I was still going to school every day. I feel like I still could have made it work, but I understood that I would just be being stubborn to myself, and I would be missing out on certain opportunities purposely by choosing this route. So, I mean, I just went back to my senses. Plus, I felt bad inside, and anything that makes you feel bad is probably not a good thing, or not a, you know, yeah, you're probably doing the wrong thing if you feel a certain type of way. So that's how I feel.
So do you want to talk about why or no?
Why I moved out?
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to try things my way. I just wanted to try things a different way. I was working at the time. I was, making some decent money. I saw a couple opportunities outside of the home that would put me in a place where I could stay and stuff like that. So, I mean, I tried it, and it was pretty, it was cool, but it got old pretty quick. So, I mean, but to answer your question right on the head, I didn't have a specific, it wasn't because of, certain situation or something like that, but, a lot of certain time in my life, it was a couple of, things going on, it was a couple of things, and my only way that I seen at that time out of, I guess those problems mentally altogether as, crushed up in one area how I felt, was if I try to do things on my own and try things different. I mean, I felt like I was old enough. I felt like I was mature enough and stuff like that. So my move out wasn't necessarily an immature mindset as far as moving out. I don't want to stay here no more. This is, this place sucks and stuff like that. I didn't have that mindset. It was just more so I was dealing with a lot of stuff at that age where 50% of it was stuff that I put on myself, and the other 50 was just, normal, what I would consider normal.
So that would be out of season. That's a good example.
Yeah.
A real good example. Yeah.
Yeah.
Too soon.
Yeah, it was too soon. Like maybe if I waited until I graduated, at least.
Yeah, you didn't have a choice to graduate. I mean, you had a choice, but
no,
you didn't have a choice.
No, I was saying, I probably would have waited. I probably should have at least waited until I graduated to make that move. I was going to make it if I felt that way.
Right.
It probably would have been a better time, better for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, what was the other half? What was the other one, Vanessa?
The other one.
You said that you were going to talk about the other topic.
Yeah.
You forgot it?
I'll bring it up. Yeah. Well, basically talking about what?
Oh, wait. Hold on.
How?
Asha?
You have anything to say?
Hold on. Asha's not unmuted. Hold on.
What was her number?
1172.
Just don't.
1172. Unmute, please. We have one more comment on doing things too early. Okay, there we go.
Okay, so
go
my, what was it, out of season, I can say me having destiny, and also I still am adapting, That was very, very out of season, but I have adapted, and I'm still adapting, so, yeah.
So the consequences is it's taking too long to adapt, or it's taking longer than you expected to adapt, or?
No, it's just we're growing together, so there's more adapting to do.
So you adapting, so you and your child growing together.
Yes, you can adapt to your consequences. How? Because once you realize, oh, dang, I got consequences. Okay, cool, handle them. Adapt to them. Get it done.
Yeah. Sometimes with people, there are no consequences to out-of-season things, like, because they're good at adapting. So, you know. And they're good at analyzing situations, whatever the case may be. That's some people.
Literally, it's just like it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, some people think of, they might not use the word consequence, and it might be a consequence, but they might use it as a priority. They might switch to the way they look at it and name it as, you know, list it as a priority.
That's why I love y'all so much. Y'all just turn stuff into so much positivity, and regardless of, that's why I love my family, y'all.
But no, that comes from a lot of out of season.
Say it again.
That it comes from a lot of out of season experience.
Exactly, and we learn how to adapt to each situation, and that's why I love you guys, because it's like. Well, it's not even that we're going through anything. It's just something that happened that we just have to deal with. And
yeah.
We deal with them different from a lot of people. So can we bring out some of the things, how we cope with some of the things that we go through, and how do we adapt? How does that adapt? How does adapting to a child at 13 look to you, Asha? How is that? Not encouraging anybody to have any kids before time, but I'm just saying how our family adapts to things that unfortunate situations.
That's a good question. Ask it again. What'd you say?
I can't. I'm like your dad right now.
Okay.
I can't repeat it.
Okay.
So how do you adapt?
We're like.
How you adapt to having a child at 13? Not encouraging it, but just how do you adapt to something like that?
It's already here. Can't go back. Can't rewind time. So I literally hit, like, situations like that, specifically that, I hit a pasta. So how are we going to move past this? That's what you have to ask yourself. How are we going to move past this? Okay, how do we move forward? So I just, like, okay, cool, like, I can't, how can I even, just keep going, just keep swimming, and whatever, because with situations like that, I know personally, nothing happens for no reason. There has to be a reason for this season, even if it's out of season, you know? So, just. Just keep going. See what's talking about. Okay.
I wanted to say something. I mean, me as a point of view of knowing, Asha, I think it's more so of she's still going through the process. She's not all the way through it yet. I feel like once she's all the way through it, once she's on to the next step, she'll be able to talk about every feeling, which how she felt coming through it. But
not
I
all the way
you,
through.
I wanted to say, you know, like my point of view of it is, like my, or what I think is, it is more so like you're still going, like it hasn't all the way caught up with you all the way yet because you're still playing a little catch up from the beginning. So, I just feel like you're at a place now where you're seeing all the hard work pay off. And the next step from that is now the hard work paid off. Now, you know, you see
more
hard work than that. So I think that, yeah. But
exactly. You see, now it's in a place where how we move past it.
Yeah, and you're almost there. I feel like you're almost there, about a step. I wanted to say something on just being unseasoned or just doing something when it's not in the right season. I feel like if you enough to times where it's not the season, I feel like once you do enough adapting and you're at one with yourself, I feel like any season, could be the season for anything that you want to conquer or anything that you want to, any goals or anything like that. I feel like once you get to a certain place in your life, I feel like whatever it is, I feel like it's, if you think about it, it's that season for it because you thought about it. Like once you have some type of experience and timing on things, and once you have a little bit more experience on doing things at the right time, like learning from your times where things weren't in season. Like if you have enough of those times where you learn from those times, then you'll have less of those times, and then over time, pretty much anything and everything will be
for
that season.
It'll become open season.
Yeah.
What did you say about it? It'll be open season. What did he say?
I feel like he said it'll be open season. What you saying? All around. But I feel like right now, say if I wanted to open up a car wash station right now, like right now probably wouldn't be the season because of how things are right now, finances or if things are with things as far as society, how things are like that. But I feel like once I hit a certain point in life and I successfully beat the system, as far as that meaning that beating the system, I don't really technically mean like beating the government. It's more so like beating yourself, like going past further than what you ever accomplished or wanted to accomplish. So just beating yourself. So, I just feel like once you get to a certain level, it'll be any time will be a good time to open up whatever you want to open or do whatever you want to do. But until you get to that time in life, you have to learn what's the right season and what's not the right season, which is the topic. So.
Okay. I have a question for Mommy with this topic of like, Mommy, so with all the centers and buildings that you've had and let go of, move, do you feel like you were ever in a season that wasn't your time, or you feel like all of them, like, how do you feel?
To be where I was, because I prayed for every one of them. When I moved from one, when I moved out of my house, when I took the in-home child care out of my home, I raised a set of triplets and a little girl with Down syndrome. So I'm like, Lord, what do I do next? Then, I got the client, the older client that was that aged out of school, and on the weekends, and he didn't want to go. He didn't want to leave my home. So it was like, okay, he don't want to leave my home. Lord, what do I do? So I just happened, my boss, right to this day, this was in 2008, 2009. So my boss now, she's still my boss today. Well, she wasn't my boss then. I didn't even really know her. It was one of my friend's aunt. So my friend, she said, well, my aunt is closing the center. Why don't you go talk to her? So I went to that center. And she didn't want to open up the center, that center, because it was for elderly. Well, I didn't want to do elderly. My oldest daughter, your sister, she wanted to do elderly. She wanted to do elderly. So God just told me to just clean the building. I told her I didn't want the building. The building was too much for my oldest daughter. So they knocked on the door. A lady knocked on the door looking for my boss. And my boss wasn't there. So the lady who knocked on the door, let me go back. So we wasn't going to get the building. God told me to stay there and paint the building like it was my building, strip the floors, and wax it. So your dad would strip the floors, wax it. I painted the walls and was hanging pictures up on the wall. So we got a knock on the door. And it was happened to be the guy's social worker who I was keeping on the weekends, Divine Connection. So explained to her what I wanted to do with this individual because I didn't have anywhere for him to go, and the state told me I couldn't do
he had behaviors, and I couldn't do both of them in my home. So she told me how she was going to help me, you know, get a center, but I had to find a building. I wasn't going to get that building. So that from that building, I went around to my boss told me it was another building around the corner. So talked to him, got that building, got another building across from that building. I just needed that building for a summer, got that building. And you know the story behind that. Somebody took my identity, my 50, all my bank, everything, stole it, so got out of that building. So you guys were growing up. I was over there for, like, what, 5 or 6 years? And I wanted to be closer to you guys. That was in Lawrenceville. We live, 30, 40 minutes away. You were going to middle school. No, you were going to high school, and Oscar was going to middle school. So I wanted to be closer to you guys. How I got to the center up here where we were, by the house. So nothing was out of season. Everything worked together for your good, for my good anyway. Everything worked together. So I was there for 5 or 6 years. So I was praying that my boss move on my side of town so we could collaborate. So she ended up moving over here. So I closed my center and moved down there with her. Then the coronavirus hit in 2020. They told me I couldn't come in the center because I wouldn't get the corona shot. So God told me to pitch my tent in the back of the building because they wasn't going to let me in the building. So me and my help, we went in the back, pitched the tent. A couple of weeks later, my boss told me that we could go back over there where we were and open up a community center, but we'll still be, you know, still be, I'll still work for her, but she wanted me to open up a community center for, you know, individuals to go when the weather is bad. All that worked together. So I wouldn't say anything was out of season. It was on time. It was right where it was supposed to be. And that goes with the scripture that I was reading in 13, and the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above and not beneath, and thou shalt, if thou hearken unto his commandments, the Lord thy God, which commanded thee this day, and observe to do them. So as long as I do his commandments, which the main one is just love. If we do that love, all of them commandments. So that's just do right. Just do what you're supposed to be doing. Do, even if it looks out of season and out of order or whatever, if God told you to do something, who was my boss to tell me that I couldn't do whatever? That's her stuff. So don't kick against what the system or your boss is saying. Do what they say do. It's their stuff. It's their stuff. She told me I couldn't go in the building. Don't go in that lady's building. Guess what? But it didn't stop what I was doing. My heart was right. My heart was right. So I pitched that tent in the back of the building, not getting an attitude like everybody wanted me. Girls, how are they going to change the world? How are you? You pay rent? No. That's that lady building. Why am I going to get mad at her? That's her stuff. But she turned around, and not only did I get that building, but I got the 8-bedroom next door to it. So if we just be obedient, you know, and go where in season, not stepping out of season, but go where God tell you to go. And if God tell you to do something, who is man to tell you otherwise? If God told me to be there with her, with my boss, and I'm still with her to this day, still with her, until God moved me out the way, I'm still going to be with her. So, I mean, no, I don't. The answer to your question, no. Everything was supposed to happen. Everybody, she was supposed to put me out. She was supposed to not let me go in there. And I told her I was not mad. If those are your rules, sweetie, those are your rules. I just pitched my tent in the back, and that's what I did. So do things with a smile. You don't always have to get mad because things don't go your way. So what? Everything is not going to go our way. Sometimes God just want to take us through the process. You're not going to never grow or get to where you need to be because we can't be rebuked. We can't nobody tell us what to do.
Can't nobody tell us what not to do. You know, no. No. If somebody tells you something, you know, no. Just go with it. Oh, well. You ain't doing it to me. You're doing it to God. God see everything. And he will open up them doors that no man can shut. Anyway, anybody else? Because I'll go on and on about, you know, where I'm supposed to be. I'm supposed to be right where I'm at. And I'm enjoying every bit of it.
Tell, that's why I had to ask you, because I can't tell. Stuff don't go the way that you planned it, but you make it go great. So that's why I had to ask you. Do you ever feel like you had a season? Because stuff don't be going right for you, but for some reason it works out. So, yeah.
Well, and you with me every day, and you see things go wrong.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I really had to ask you.
He always started laughing for my good, because he know my heart. He know I'm trying to. And when I do things, I think you asked me the other day, why did you have to say something the way you said it, or Tuffy said it? One of y'all said it. I said, because I don't want nobody to go back and ask me a question if somebody asked me a question,
so they really know confusion. They know exactly what you're saying.
Exactly. So why half explain something? Well, you could just tell the person everything how you feel. But you guys have a problem with the way I explain stuff to people.
Because no, we don't have a problem with the way you explain, Mama. Your tone, you're very straightforward. And I love it. Everybody just can't. I just don't like nobody ever to look at you like, oh, she rude or she this. Like, I just don't want that. I love your straightforwardness and how you talk. Your tone sometimes is just very, like, you talk to people like, you talk to grown adults like they're your children. Like, your tone is crazy. But I love how straightforward you are, because, like you said, there's no confusion on what I said. You know what I said, because I said what I wanted to say. So I love that. But my thing is be your tone.
So, and I told you, I'm going to work on my tone. I'm going to work on my tone. Because I don't want anybody to be offended when I'm explaining. My tone is probably off right now because I get excited about what I'm talking about. And I'm passionate about whatever I'm passionate about talking, whatever I'm talking. So I don't ever want anybody to be offended because of the tone, and they won't hear what I'm saying. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes a lot of sense.
So I want them to hear what I'm saying. So I would definitely work on my, you know, I've been working on my tone. I really have.
You have been working on it.
I've been working on my tone. Yeah, I've been working on my tone and my delivery. I really have. And y'all with me every day, so y'all see me and y'all know, you know. I've come a long way. I have a long way to go, but I'm still striving. I'm still striving. But if you didn't know me, you probably would think I'm rude. You think I'm, you know, rude. Yeah. You probably would think I was rude. Because I was called rude yesterday. Because somebody was making a hamburger, and they had just came from the cash register making a hamburger and didn't change their gloves. And I confronted her about it. And she's like, you rude. So, yeah. Okay. But I'm working on it.
Okay.
I am.
Okay, so any more comments on this topic of out of season and doing things at the wrong time or what felt like maybe the wrong time? Okay, so our next topic that we have is how do we naturally think and do right? Again, it is how do we naturally think and do right? And Go ahead.
So right quick, I have to start my morning off with a prayer. Like literally, sometimes I don't even open my eyes yet. I don't even get out the bed without saying a prayer. Along the lines of like, God, please protect my peace today, stuff like that. So.
Okay. And that's a good way to start off your day,
right,
to make sure it goes right. A real good example.
And have expectations of it going right. You try to make it, you know?
And guess what? Mm-hmm. More than likely, you're going to have, as a matter of fact, you're going to have a good day because you prayed for the good day. And especially if you make it a point, keep it in your mind, I'm going to have a good day. Regardless of what happens, I'm going to have a good day. Yeah. Amen. Amen.
Yeah. What I wanted to say, so my brother had put this topic in our group chat for today, and then it's crazy because one of my friends had texted me this message this morning, and I want to share it. It said, fully immerse your body and mind in the process, and you will naturally achieve the outcome. I'm going to read it again. It says, fully immerse your mind and body in the process, and you will naturally achieve the outcome. So I feel like what I correlated that to the topic was basically that when you truly, truly in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit, in your body want something, it's going to naturally come to you. So if you want to do right, if you want to be better, if you want to obtain success, if you want to just whatever you put your mind to, your mind and your body follow, everything follows and then it becomes natural. So I feel like that's also a place in my life that I was sharing with my mom and my, well, really, yeah, my mom, my sister, my brother. Like, I was just sharing that, like, where I am is just kind of like so many bad habits have dropped off of me. Well, I feel like they were bad for me. Or I won't even say that I felt like they were bad. I didn't know that they were bad until I wanted to do better or go to the next level in my life. And things started to drop and things started to also attract. So, like, I feel like when you in your mind commit to wanting better, it starts to naturally flow. So, I feel like, yeah, just having a made-up mind that I want to do better, I'm going to be better, and I'm going to start today with this first step that I take. Or, like, little things. I think I shared on one episode, little stuff within my day of, like, you know, I go grocery shopping, I have a shopping cart, putting it back where it belongs instead of just leaving it out in the parking lot for somebody else to get. Or, like, I'm in this grocery store and I don't want this piece of meat, not putting it next to the fruit snacks. You talk like little things like that, just wanting to naturally become a better person, naturally become better. And also, like I just said, praying and, like, I don't know, just things within your day to, like, make your flow even natural, even more natural. Like, you have to, I feel like you have to change your mind, like, commit to just wanting better, and then it'll become natural, basically. Like, picture yourself better, and then you walk into those footsteps.
So. Amen. Well, I can use an example. Yesterday, I was in Five Guys. And I was at the cash register paying for my food. Went over there, you know, they go on the side and you have to wait for it. So the young lady who was making my sandwich, I mean, was was at the cash register. She was a trainee, so she went over on the other side where you could see them making the burgers, and she did not change her gloves. Another young lady just came and stood in front of me. And I was saying, I said, Vanessa, you were on the phone. You were on the phone with me
I was on the phone.
And I said, she is making a hamburger, and she did not change her gloves. Did I not? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Said it again. So she did not hear me. So I said it the third time a little bit louder so she can hear me to change her gloves. So the girl who was standing closer to me said, you're very rude. You didn't have to say it like that. You're very rude. I said it three times. So what I wanted to say, I didn't say. But for her to tell me that I was rude, because I know I'm working on being rude, it kind of pushed me to try to want to be ruder, but I pulled back. Apologized for being right when I thought I was right. I apologized. I said, man, I'm so sorry, and I see that you're a trainee, but I was not talking to her. But I do apologize for being rude, because one thing about if somebody say that you're rude to them or the way you're saying something, if that's how you made them feel, then that's how – you cannot sit up here and say that I wasn't rude. If that's how you made the person feel, then yes, you were rude. So, yes, guess what? I had to apologize.
the girl didn't feel like I was being rude. She came over and apologized, the girl with the gloves. And I explained to her. I said, I'm sorry if I was, no, I said, I didn't say if I was. I said, I'm sorry for being rude the way I said it. I said, I see that you're not trained well, but when you come from the cash register and when you're making burgers, just change your gloves. She said, yes, ma'am. She said, I apologize again. I said, ma'am, you don't have to apologize. Just keep your pretty smile and just continue to, you know, to change your gloves, because there's too many things going around right now. And I come here to Five Guys because I know I can get a good burger and a clean burger because I can see you guys make it. And that's how I ended that conversation. And we have to be mindful. I am working. I am a work in progress, but we cannot use that as an excuse. I was raised around loud people. We talk, my whole family loud and rude. That's how we are. I'm 56 years old. It's going to take a minute for me to get where I need to be because it took 50 years of talking loud and rude to my people. This is how we talk to each other, and we don't see it being rude. But when I come in the world, y'all's world, this world, I never had to step out, you know, of my circle. I just been around a bunch of rude people that didn't know that they was rude. We just loud and rude. So now that I'm, you know, trying to do better and I'm looking at myself and others that's around me, how rude we really are, and to other people. So I have to be the example for all the rude people that I'm around. And look, we have to, you know, just tone it down a little bit. You know, everybody don't want to know that a booger is on their nose. Which I'm going to tell you, it's a booger on your nose. I'm not going to let you walk around with a booger, but everybody don't want to know that it's a booger on their nose. So I just have to leave their boogers alone. But anyway.
Okay, so, all right. Well, so I have an example as well with this topic as well. My example is like, when you wake up in the morning, you can do a bunch of things 4 hours in the day, and we sleep about 8 hours out of that day. So the rest of those hours, you can form habits, literal habits that your body gets used to doing, and they can be good habits. So you can mechanically change whatever you're doing, whatever you're going through, whatever you're trying to do by just waking up, like I just said, by praying, and then the next step, cooking, listening to certain music, cooking healthy meals, stuff. Throughout the day, you just calculate, you're just doing a bunch of good habits, but after 30 days of doing these things, then it becomes a lifestyle, and it becomes like what you do. So that's how you generate things like that, like manually instead of over anything else. Really, you do that from when you wake up to when you go to sleep. Like I'm saying, changing your habits. It's mainly about like your environment and stuff like that, and where, like, or just like where you're doing things, or just like because when you, I don't know how to put it, when you're typically in the same spot, in the same area, you typically do the same things, the same, like, it's like, I don't want to call it muscle memory, but it's typically just what you do. So,
okay. You always throwing a monkey wrench or something. Muscle memory?
Yeah, it's like, okay. It basically would be like muscle memory, like good habits, muscle memory.
Okay.
I use muscle memory as like with basketball. If you practice something enough, then you can go out there tomorrow, just wake up and shoot a shot, and it'll go straight in the net because your muscles have memorized how far something is. Like, you could just throw it up and you don't got to look at it, and you're going. See, so.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Foundation is important of being naturally, doing naturally good things. Your foundation is important. So, like y'all are saying, the praying in the morning and creating good habits throughout your whole entire day as much as you can daily. Yeah, your foundation is important.
Okay. So what was the question?
Hold on, how do we naturally think and do right?
Yeah. How can we naturally what? Do good? Do right?
Think and do right.
Oh, okay. Just wake up in the morning wanting to do right. Just get it in your mind. I'm going to do right.
That's what I was saying. Instead of hoping that you can do the right thing, and even though you pray on that God allows you to keep you focused to do these things because it's already written what will happen. I don't know how to put it, but basically, yes, you pray that he keeps you to do these things, but I was basically saying like how you manually do these things, like how you manually think and do the right thing, because some people it's not easy for them to do the right thing and think and do the right thing. So we were naming examples and ways of how to physically do it.
First of all, stay away from the things that make you want to do wrong and the people that make you want to do wrong. Just stay away from the things that you know that's wrong for you.
It's not just a mindset.
It's putting yourself in a predicament, not putting yourself in vulnerable states or putting yourself in positions where you know you're weak in and you know. Somebody is not for you.
Some people don't need anybody for that, but it's just naturally thinking and doing the right thing. Some people don't need people for that. Like, some people just do it on their own.
Don't need it. Right.
Yeah,
but
I think naturally. I think naturally thinking and doing right, I think that everybody's given that opportunity from, like, when they're born. And I guess that parents or the guardian responsibility to try to teach that child from birth how to do right and think right. So I think once you hit about a certain age, probably about 5 or 6 or so, where you're consciously able to make the right decision, I think from that point on, that determines when you're going to naturally think right and do right. Because, I mean, you have some kids around that age that take that route of listening. So they might listen right and do right naturally within grade school. And then you got some that might have had that problem at a younger age now, but they might get it by 18. And you have some people that just don't get it until older. And that's when now we're having this conversation now, how as adults or how as a conscious, you know, older person, if I'm having problems with that, how do I fix that? So, I mean, I think it starts from just sitting down, being at one with yourself, and just facing the fact that, hey, just think about it from the beginning. Like, at what point, you know what I mean? At what point could I have changed, or what point could I have done better? You've probably been thinking that way for all your life if you're still thinking that way now. So, I mean, but to answer your question, I think it just comes from a young age. At least the decision to want to. And the older you get, the harder it is to do it. The more you would have to reprogram, the more you would have to get rid of, the more you would have to, everything you've learned, you would have to unlearn. As opposed to trying to grasp that from little to nothing in the beginning.
So to be very, very blunt about it, in James chapter, to be very, very blunt about it, James chapter 4, verse 17. To him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. So to my kids, y'all have all 80% followed, you know, me and my wife, your parents, a foundation built to where you know right from wrong. And what we have not explained or showed in your experiences of life, when you step out and abroad, it still brings you back to the practical, to the foundation. Still right. It's just a sign that God has given you that it's wrong. If something doesn't go right, it's a sign that God gives you that you didn't go about it the right way. But I'm very proud of each and every one of you, how you got out, experienced stuff, and where you're at now, humble, because of the experience. So you got to be very conscious of the experiences in your life that teaches you a lesson, that God allows you to still live and be on this earth to survive the issues and experiences that you go through. I think that you guys have a foundation now. But you know what? I can't put my time in that. I can't put my effort in that. I know or sense the outcome of it. So God gives you a protection built inside of you, that he gives you a pre-warning that this is not going to turn out. And it takes a strong man or a woman to turn, to just not do it. And don't let the devil entice you to do it, even though God gave you the pre-warning that it wasn't good. Y'all had a great conversation tonight. Still having
it. Well, thank you, Mr. Blue. I appreciate it. Anybody
and the grandkids want to talk about doing right? Anybody want to speak up on doing right? Grandkids, TT babies.
Who's on?
Okay.
Jada, Sheila, DJ. Are they on?
I don't know.
Y'all just have to keep setting the example for them, and let them see great things to do.
Hello.
Hello.
You want to talk about being good? No. What you think about being good? What do you think?
Are you good at Destiny? Destiny.
Say it again.
Are you good in school, Destiny?
Yeah.
What do your mommy tell you every day before you go to school? To be what?
Be a leader.
Be a leader and not what?
Not. She said and get stickers too.
She said what?
What's she said good in too?
Well, thank you, sweetie. Any other grandkids on? That's our youngest, 5-year-old. She just graduated from pre-K yesterday. Anybody, is she on or Jada or DJ? No?
I think I heard
Sheila.
Okay,
anybody
know.
Else?
Okay, two more.
What was the question? Repeat the question. Anybody else have anything else to say about the question? What was the question?
Good about being a leader and not being afraid to turn. Like, you know, like if you're like for people that are just natural, like it's easier to do wrong. I'm not going to say you're not doing wrong by yourself, but I'm sure you have people around you that are doing wrong with you. So you can't be afraid to lead and to make that turn into the right direction for yourself. Because in the end, like, we all have to be accountable for what we all do in our own single life. Like, you can't bring up, oh, well, this person did this too. This person did this too. No, you're accountable for your own actions. You can't be afraid to make that turn for yourself, and they'll either follow you or they'll drop off.
Yeah, and an example of naturally thinking right and doing right that I've had was I was in a group chat and with a couple of my friends, and I'm gonna start from the beginning. I had told myself that I wasn't gonna go out and go eat and go out for drinks and stuff for at least until the end of the summertime. And then so with me saying that, I stopped responding in this group chat, and for me, just naturally doing that within myself, it made me realize how many people actually text my phone just to go out and get something to eat or something to drink. And I would justify it, like, but they wouldn't ask, hey, do you want to get something to eat and drink? They would say, you want to go watch the game? Or they would use, like, little ways to ask, and I would use the excuse of, well, it is a good game on the night. I could step out. I had a long day. Like, you would use it as that type of sense and term, as opposed to really seeing what it is for the bigger picture. So.
Okay.
That was like an example of the natural.
What I got from that is a good point of being honest with yourself. When you're wanting to grow and wanting to do better and just wanting to go into a different path, being honest with yourself and knowing that where that's going to go is to go out for that, to go watch the game.
And just being at one with yourself or with myself, I would have never realized what I realized by not wanting to at first better myself that had nothing to do with that. Like, if I didn't want, you know what I mean? So
what did you realize being by yourself?
It's better. Well, not being by myself, but more so like just if I want something, I will learn how to cook it. If I, you know what I mean, do stuff for the house. Like, because the same thing I'm going to go out and go get might be $50, but I go spend that same $50 at a farmer's market and get something for, you know, a couple of nights. And it'll be even more of a quantity of it, like more of it, and it'll taste, you know, better. Only thing you have to worry about is how you cook it. If you cook it right, then it tastes better and you have more of it. And you could eat it again the next day, finish cooking the rest of it. So, I'd rather go spend $10 or less on a steak, and that same steak is going to cost me $60 at a restaurant, and they're going to cut that same steak in half.
Mhm. Pretty much. Mhm. Yeah, man. Okay. Pastor, did you want to say something?
No, I'm still listening.
Okay. Asha, anybody else before we close out?
Yeah. And if you do have Stevens that are kind of, you know, out of place, just rock with it. Just go about it the best way that you can and gain and learn as much as you can, because I'm telling you, there is a reason for every season.
I can't hear you. You kind of muffled. Say it again.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, she said
there's
a reason for every
student. Yeah. Okay. All right. Amen.
Wake up
and
pray. Yep. Do the right thing.
It pays off. It pays off. I'm a living witness. I've been y'all witness for a long time how things just go right when you do right. And
yeah, I remember my mom used to be like, it feel good to do right, huh?
Right.
I feel
that
do right.
Remind me of what she used to say, what, it's too much like right?
It's too much like right. Just do right. Because y'all done saved me a whole lot of money doing wrong. Y'all know that, right?
Yeah, we know.
A whole lot of money. But I love y'all. I thank God for you guys. For being the prodigal kids and coming back home thinking I was mean or whatever reason why y'all wanted to leave or go away from college thinking, you know, I'm going to get away from my mom. I'm going to do what I want to do. Yeah, and see that it ain't always greener on the other side. But that's what make us stronger. And I just thank God for you guys for just being honest in who you are. We don't know no other way to be, but who we are, how God made us. This is how God made us. My mom raised me to speak my mind, be honest with myself, because I was the biggest liar. I did what I wanted to do, lied about going outside, lied about going up the street, lied because I just wanted to be outside, barefooted, just running, doing what I want to do. And, you know, I just thank God for you guys. I just thank God for you guys. And she always raised us, you know, and I try to be better. It was nothing wrong with the way she raised me, but it was some things that I didn't agree with that I'm doing with you guys. My mother never told us that she loved us, but she showed us that she loved us. We never had a I love you or hug, you know, but that didn't mean that she didn't love us. I mean, we didn't know nothing about hugging and kissing and none of all of that stuff. We didn't associate that with her loving us until we grew up and found out that that's what people do when they love you. And I'm like, I didn't miss that because I never had it. And that's not how my mom showed us love. She showed us by, you know, giving us, make sure we had. We didn't want for nothing. She showed us how to love people without hugging and kissing them. You know, she opened up her doors. You know, she gave her last. She gave what she had. She shared everything that she had, including her house. That's why I share our house. You know, we shared rooms with outsiders our whole life. Showed us love by giving back to society, having a food pantry in our house, you know, had open doors. We called her house the Do Drop In. Okay, Do Drop In. So, you know, I just thank God for you guys. You guys are really an inspiration to me to let me know that all of my giving and doing was not in vain. You guys, like your dad said a few weeks ago, you guys are really making me proud. The ways that you guys are taking, and I'm not ashamed of nobody and what they've done. You know, my daughter had a baby. One of my sons just did 6 years in prison. One of my daughters in prison right now, and I'm not ashamed of none of them because that's their walk. That's their walk. Those are the things that they had to go through to make them who they are today. And what I went through, it made me who I am today. What my husband went through, you know, it made him the man that he is today. So we all going to have a walk in life and our journey. So wherever our journey takes us, whatever road it takes, as long as you come back to your foundation, which is Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, it just makes things so much easier. You know, we would love, you know, love for nobody to go astray, you know, but the word let us know if they do, they will come back. That's the word, and you have to stand on the word. We have to believe every word this Bible has in it. Train up a child in the way they should go. That means some of them are going astray. But guess what? They'll always come back. And I just thank God for you guys. I love you. Any final words before we close?
I love you, Mommy and Daddy. Y'all are
you didn't
amazing.
Finish
y'all are
that.
Crazy.
You didn't finish that. Train up a child. Why? So when they get older, they shall not depart.
Well, I know all y'all know it. Well, thank you for finishing it. So who's going to pray us out? I thank everybody for listening. I thank Elder Oliver and his beautiful wife, Oliver. for this platform for the Royal Blues. Hopefully we'll have a Facebook and all those other social media platforms up soon so you can see what we look like and what we're doing. We're going to be, what is it called, blogging? Blog about blogging. During the week, whatever it's called, you're going to see what we're doing during the week, some of these weeks when we get our the social media up. So I just thank God for you guys listening. I hope you got something out of what somebody, well, one of us said. And we just appreciate you guys listening. Hope to see you next week on Thursday, same time, same station. Anybody going to pray us out? Anybody? Somebody? Nobody? Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you again for another Thursday night with the Royal Blues, Lord God. Continue to just use us for your glory, Lord God. Continue to let our light shine, Lord God. Continue to be a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet, Lord God. And I just want to say thank you for just letting our light shine so other people can see you through us, Lord God. They may not ever pick up a Bible, Lord God, but they're reading us. And Lord God, and I thank you for choosing my family to be disciples for you, Lord God, and just show who you are through the love and kindness that you have given each and every one of us so we can give it to this dying world. Lord God, and I just want to say thank you. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.
And move.